This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lesson number 8. This is what, our last session maybe? Maybe second last, inshallah. Jayid, so, هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تَاجِرٌ In English, this is a businessman. Look in English. Don't worry about what's there. This is a businessman. Can I put a full stop? Is that a full sentence? I'm pointing at him. So I'm saying this. I'm not talking this about someone in America. I'm saying this is a businessman. Full sentence, yes or no, makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the this? The this is the guy I pointed to, yes or no? This is the one who's there I'm talking about. Okay. How's this sentence? This man is a businessman. Did I really need to mention that man? Did I really have to mention man? We can see, Jade. We can see. This bottle is new. I could just say, this is new. Yes or no? Makes sense. This is new. Makes sense. This pen is mine. I could just say, this is mine. Yes or no? This book is new. I could have just said, this is new. Yes or no? So look, in all those sentences, I mentioned the noun when I didn't have to mention it technically. But maybe I brought it so that I remove all ambiguity or something like that. Are you with me? So I brought it. This bringing of this noun after a hada, hadihi, demonstrative noun where I pointed to it. So this guy, my this already did the job. So that guy wasn't really needed. But if it was brought, it's given a fancy name, don't worry about it. It's called a badal. Someone's going for badal hajj. He's going as a substitute for someone else. So that guy, or this man, the word man, is a badal. It didn't have to be there. It's a substitute for what was already pointed to. Did you get that? Just a fancy grammatical issue there. Jayid, that's all. So here's one example. هذا الرجل تاجر. So that رجل, so هذا is our مبتدا, our subject. Then رجل is a badal. Is a badal, are you with me? It's the badal, Jayid. And then تاجر is our khabar, our information. Then we got ذلك and that. الرجل طبيب. That man is a doctor. So الرجل is also a badal, isn't it? We didn't really need to have that there. Jay, that's a fancy word, they call it a badal. Next one. Ismu tajiri. What's that? Mudaf and mudafun ilayh. Yes or no? Ismu tajiri. Name of the businessman. Mahmudun. Wasmu tabibi. And the name of the doctor is? Sa'idun. Next one. Hadal baytu litajiri. Is there a badal there? Hadal baytu. This house belongs to the tajir, the lamb of possession, lit tajiri. So is there a badal there?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't have to mention that bait. I could just point to it. Hada lit tajiri. This belongs to the businessman. So that baitu is a badal, Jayid. وَذَٰلِكَ الْبَيْتُ And that house, lit tabibi, belongs to the doctor. This exercise with to do with the badal is not really important, Jayid. You know a badal, you don't know a badal, ma fi mushkila. Jayid. بيت التاجر House of the businessman أمام المسجد See أمام المسجد Repeat أمام المسجد That's a ظرف that أمام It works similar to the في من إلى حرف of جر And you saw مسجد is مجرور مسجد got a كسرة It's مجرور Why it's been مجرورified by that ظرف Which indicates place or time Here it's indicating what? In front of the masjid indicating?
Place.
Indicating place. وَبَيْتُ الطَّبِيبِ Repeat. The house of the doctor. مُضَافُ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ خَلْفَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ What's خَلْفَ?
Behind.
Jai, that's why the khulafa are Rashidin. One comes behind the other. Khulafa, khalifa. One follows the other. Succession. One after the other. خَلْفَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ That's also another ظرف of... of place. خلف المدرسة behind the مدرسة. لمن هذه السيارة؟ What does that mean, sisters? لمن هذه السيارة؟ To who belongs this? This car. This car belongs to who? Jai, this car belongs to who? ولمن تلك? What does that mean, sisters? And whose is that? And whose is that? And to who belongs that thing there? هذه السيارة هذه السيارة للطبيب. جيد. So what's a سيارة there? It's a بدل. جيد. It is a noun which came after the اسم إشارة. The noun which came after that, هذا, هذه, etc., where we didn't really need it. So, هذه السيارة, this car, للطبيب, belongs to the doctor. وتلك للتاجر. Look at that sentence again. If we had هذه سيارة, not السيارة, but rather if we had هذه سيارة, full stop, what would that mean? هذه سيارة.
This is a car.
Put an alif and lam on the sayara, it becomes this car. And the sentence is incomplete. Tell us something about the car. Then they said, هذه سيارة للطبيب, belongs to the doctor. Did you see that? Just adding an alif and lam to the sentence, how we change the meaning. Again, look here. هذه سيارة, full stop. This is a car, full stop, makes sense. خلاص. Next one. هذه السيارة. هذه السيارة. It means this car. It means this car. And your sentence is not complete. You need to tell us something about the car. It is جميلة, for example. Last line. هذه السيارة من اليابان. وتلك من أمريكا.
وَتِلْكَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ
Yeah, this is what Dr. Jafar was talking about. You see, America is also one of those stubborn words. Right? And we know that, obviously, right? But anyway, so America is one of those stubborn words that technically after min, it's supposed to take a kasra, isn't it? Huh? See how on that same sentence we got min al-yabani. You saw on that same line? Look at the same line, هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ. Japan, mashallah, very accommodating, it takes the kasra nicely. But America, not taking a kasra. We can't say min Amerikia or something like that. It's odd, right? So we say that America is majrur, but that, you know, that kasra, etc. is not visible. It's there, it's hidden somewhere, it's muqaddar, etc. خلاص? But Yabani and America, both of them are majroor. One has an apparent kasra, one has a hidden kasra. Khalas? Fancy word they call these things, they call them diptotes. Jayid, diptotes. Jayid, diptotes. That they can only decline two levels. Listen, Muhammadun is a triptote. Ya Allahu Akbar, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Muhammadun, waladun, it's a triptot. I didn't even know all these things before, Yam Shaykh. Jayid. Waladun, Muhammadun are triptots. What's that? It can become Muhammadun, it can be Muhammadan, and it can be Muhammadin. Oh, okay, that's simple. Excellent. As for America, Jayid, then it's a diptot. It doesn't take that kasra form. Similar to Fatimatu. Fatimatu, Fatimata, and the kasra one remains Fatimata. Jayid. Excellent. Don't worry about that now. يلا تمارين أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية من هذا الرجل read
من هذا
who is this man ومن ذلك الرجل and who is that man ما اسم التاجر what's the name of the businessman Ibrahim continuing with you I'll read you give the translation ما اسم الطبيب Ibrahim ما اسم الطبيب
Full answer.
Give me the translation of that. Full sentence.
What's the name of the...
The doctor. What's the doctor's name? What's the name of the doctor? Ismu tabibi is a mudaf and mudafun ilay. Ismu tabibi, name of doctor. What's the name of the doctor? What's the doctor's name? Harun. Min aina saya... Min aina sayaratu tabibi. What does that mean? Min aina... okay. Min aina sayaratu tabibi. Min aina sayaratu tabibi.
What?
Min from. From where?
From where is the doctor's
from car? From where is the doctor's car? Japan, America, where? From where is the doctor's car? Next person. Min ayna sayaratu tajiri? Muhammad. Tajir, businessman. Because he does tijara, business. From where is the businessman's car? Next person. Ayna baytu tajiri? Where's? They're not asking from, they're just asking where is the house of the businessman. Next one. Ayna baytu tabibi?
This is the doctor's
house. Excellent. Jayid. Next one. Next person. هذا الولد خالد وذلك الولد محمد. يلا. There's no question there. Can you see a question mark at the end of the sentence? No. By the way, that's a good way to find out whether something's a question. There's a question mark at the end. MashaAllah, it's a question. Yalla. So, let's go step by step. هذا الولد خالد. This boy. Not this is. This boy. If it was هذا ولد, then it would be this is a boy. But it's هذا الولد. So, this boy is Khalid. This boy is Khalid. وَذَٰلِكَ الْوَلَدُ مُحَمَّدٌ. And that boy is Muhammad. Next person. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ.
This man is
a teacher. مُدَرِّسٌ. وَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُحَنْدِسٌ. And that man is a muhandis. I'm not concerned whether you know what's mudarris and muhandis. I'm more concerned whether you realize that hadha rajulu means this man. And dhalika rajulu means that man. Jayid. Next one. Hadha al-kitabu jadidun, Fayad. Hadha al-kitabu jadidun. Hadha al-kitabu jadidun.
This book is new.
Excellent. Wadhalika al-kitabu qadimun. So here we're learning what? We're learning this and that when it's got that thing next to it. Next person. هذه السيارة لعلي.
This car belongs to Ali.
Excellent. وتلك لخالد.
And that
to Khalid. هذا الباب مفتوح. This door. هذا الباب مفتوح. This door is open. Next person. Where is it? Continue, doctor. وذلك الباب مغلق. And that door is closed. Jayed, the person next to Jafar. Fadal. Next one. Liman hadhihi sa'atu? Whose watch is this? Liman, the lama of possession. Liman, to who belongs? To who belongs what? To who belongs hadhihi sa'atu? To who belongs this watch? Then he says, hiya li Abbasin. Translate. It belongs to Abbas. Next person. Ahadha al-baytu lit-tabibi.
This house belongs to the doctor.
The doctor. La huwa li muhandisin lil muhandisi.
No, it belongs to the teacher.
To the mudarrisi. La huwa lil mudarrisi. No, it belongs to the teacher. Ahadihi darajatu libnil muadhini. Next person again. Ahadihi darajatu. This bicycle. Libnil Mudiri, the lamb of possession belongs to the son of the Mudir. Ahadihi darajatu Libnil Mudiri. Is this bicycle belonging to the son of the Muaddin? They said, Naam. Khalas. Jayid. You don't need to read all of that now. Man hadha al waladu huwa talibun min as-sini. What's huwa talibun min as-sini? He's a student from? From China. أذلك البيت جديد. New. لا. هو قديم جدا. It is very old. هو قديم جدا. It is very old. جيد. يلا. You can go through all of that on your own. Next one, exercise number 3 there. اقرأ المثال الآتي ثم حول الجمل الآتي مثله. Read the example and change the sentences which follow like the example. هذا كتاب. This is a book, full stop. Next one. هذا الكتاب. Can we put a full stop then?
No.
Why can't we say هذا الكتاب, full stop? Because it's not giving a full meaning sentence there. It means this book. Well, what about it? لمحمدين. Belongs to Muhammad. Jayed. Sisters, give us the answers. هذا طبيب. هذا طبيب, this is a doctor. Change it now and say this doctor من الهندي is from India. هذا الطبيب. So we're saying هذا and then الطبيب. We pronounce it هذا الطبيب من الهندي. Sisters, هذه سيارة. Make it this car belongs to the principal. هذه السيارة, sun letters, هذه السيارة للمدير. Sisters, ذلك ولد, that is a boy. Make it that boy is the son of the teacher. ذلك الولد ابن المدرس. جيد, ذلك الولد, that boy is the son of the teacher. Next one, تلك ساعة من سويسرا is from Switzerland. So make it this, make it that watch is from Switzerland. تلك الساعة. So in all these sentences, all you're doing is putting an alif and lam in front of that noun. All you're doing is putting an alif and lam in front of that noun. So the rule is, if we have a definite noun coming after an ism ishara, a demonstrative noun, then that ism ishara is a badal, and the sentence means this such and such. Because look here, if I say this, and I say guy, so then he's the one I'm talking about. So it becomes this guy, Jaid, this guy such and such. Number four, exercise number four there. Iqra'an mithal, thumma kumin jumun. Liman hadha al-kitabu, repeat.
Liman hadha al-kitabu.
To who belongs this book? Then another way they said here, هذا الكتاب لمحمد. The whole exercise is to do with the lamb of possession. لمن هذا الكتاب, to who belongs this book? جواب, هذا الكتاب لمحمد. لمحمد, لمحمد. جيد, that lamb is also a harf of jar. جيد. And the next sentence, who can give me something there? Who can give me the answers? Let's see who's those super bright students. Faddal ya Fayad.
لمن هذا القلم؟
جواب.
هذا القلم لعباس.
جيد. Someone else, put up your hands. Give us the answer.
لمن هذا المفتاح؟
لمن هذا المفتاح؟
جواب هذا المفتاح.
So it's very important. It's very important that you understand the difference between, and you understand هذا كتاب full stop, and هذا الكتاب super important. This means this book. And that one means this is a book. You all got that, isn't it? You all know that. We screamed ourselves silly for that. Excellent. Jay, the next one. So, هذا المفتاح لعلي. Number three.
لمن هذه السيارة؟
لمن هذه السيارة؟ Then, جواب. See, mashallah, they're adding in the female stuff here. So we're saying, هذه, جيد. لمن هذه السيارة؟ لمن هذه السيارة؟ جواب, هذه السيارة للمدير. Belongs to the مدير. هذه السيارة للمدير. Last one here. Next one. لمن هذه بقرة؟ لمن هذه البقرة؟ جواب, هذه البقرة للفلاح. للفلاح belongs to the farmer. هذه البقرة للفلاح. جيد. And then 5 to 10 you can do on your own, inshallah. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. البيت, simple stuff, you already did this. في البيت, من البيت, إلى البيت. What's that في, من, and إلى? Harf of jar. Yes or no? So it made it visibly take a kasra. They are all majroor and they also visibly took kasras. You saw that. Next one. Al-Mustashfa. Repeat, Al-Mustashfa. The hospital. Now look at this, Jafar. في المستشفى من المستشفى إلى المستشفى. Is there any apparent kasra there? No. But is it majroor? Yes, it is majroor. Then where is the sign of it being majroor? It's invisible. Jaya, next one. America, fi America, min America, ila America. These are diptotes. It's majroor, but it's not visible. Almania, fi Almania. What's Almania?
Germany.
Almania, fi Almania, min Almania, ila Almania. Jayid, but they all majroor, but you can't see it apparently. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, iqra wa ktub. Jafar, read for us. Page number 36 on the top. 46. In Kaltara. Hada tabibu. Sisters, translate. Hada tabibu. This doctor min in Kiltira. In Kaltara. Where you think? China. From England. Jayid. Next one. Jafar. Verbal sentence. Zahaba Hamidun. Okay, Hamid went.
Ila Faransa.
So this exercise, they're giving you all these diptotes. Yeah, they're supposed to be majroor, but you don't see it apparently. Zahaba Hamidun. Hamid went to where? Faransa. Next one.
Mahmoodun
Maridun. Who? What's our subject? Mahmood. What about Mahmood? He's Maridun. Full stop. Next one. Continue. Huwa al-ana fil mustashfa. Is mustashfa majroor? Yes, it's majroor. Can you see it apparently? No. Next one. Excellent. Min Almania. Almania is majroor because of the min. And in Kaltara is also majroor because of the ila. But because they are these pronouns, name of places, etc., we don't change them. Yalla, next one. Hadha al-kitabu li'isa. Sisters, translate. Li'isa belongs to Isa. Wadhalika al-kitabu li Musa. And that book belongs to... MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent, SubhanAllah. Do not underestimate the amount you took in today. Jayid, next one. Hada al-muhandisu min America. This engineer is from America. Continue, Jafar. Iqra. So if you want to write next to that Iqra, all these examples now are to do with that zarf. You know? Adverbs of place or adverbs of time. Look there. As-saburatu. Sabura is this board. The chalkboard, etc. Amama talibi. It is in front of the talib. So amama is that zarf. And talibi got a kasra. It is majroor. Why? Because of that zarf. The zarf operates like a harf of jar. Continue.
وَهِيَ
خَلْفَ. What's خَلْفَ? Behind. And look there. Arabic language showing response, showing relationship. The imam is always amam. Yes or no? The imam is called an imam because he's always amam. He's always in front. You can't have the imam at the back. Next one.
أَيْنَ سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِ.
Is that a mudaf and mudafun ilayh? سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِ. Yes. Car of the teacher. Continue.
يَمَامَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ.
It is in front of the school. Continue.
أين بيت الإمام؟
بيت الإمام مضاف مضاف إليه. House of the Imam. فضل.
بيت الإمام خلف المسجد.
جيد. Behind the masjid. يلا.
أين جلس حامد؟ جلس خلف محمود.
أين جلس حامد؟ جلس خلف محمود. See, خلف is that ظرف, and the word which came after it was majrurified. You saw that? Harf of jar and the zarf work very, very similar. Next one. Mihrabi. Jayid, in front of the mihrab. Excellent. And he sat in front of the mihrab. So words there, we got mustashfa. What's Almania?
Germany.
In Kaltara? England. Sweisara? Switzerland. Someone said France. A'udhu billah. Jayid. Sikkin. What's Sikkin?
Knife.
What's Faransa?
France.
What's Amama?
France.
In front. What's Khalfa? Behind. Behind. And on a side note, you see these huruf of jar, min, ila, fi, ala, they can never change. They can never be like, they can never turn to ili or ilu or something like that. It cannot be fu or fi, you know, fa, jade, it's just fi. Similar with khalfa and amama and stuff like that. These zarf, they just set in stone. It will always be khalfa. It will always be ba'da. It will always be amama. It will never ever change. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, lesson number 9. Jayid, lesson number 9. In your handouts, you can just write on the top there. Lesson number 9. It's linked up with page number 19, page number 20, 21. More especially 19 and 21. Don't open there. Just you write in your page here. Okay, you don't have to open there. Jayid. Yalla ya mashayikh. You know we said that there's only two difficult things. In fact, the second one is not even difficult. But it's the second type of nikah. It's the second type of marriage that we will discuss inshaAllah. Jayid. It's to do with, what do you call in English a describing word? Adjective. Describing word is an adjective. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. And many of these adjectives you already know. It's just the rules that you might not know. Lesson number 9, you can write there somewhere, Jayid, that this is to do with adjectives. Okay. Kitabun Jadidun. Full stop. What does this mean? A new book. Kitabun jadidun. Tell me, what's our object? What's our main thing? Kitabun. That's the thing we're talking about. What is jadidun? Jadidun is a sifa. It's a quality of that book. Yes or no? We're not telling you the book is on the table. We're not telling you the book is burned. We're not telling you the book is expended. The book is under the desk. We tell you it's jadidun. It is what?
New.
It is new. Okay? This is obviously the khabar in the sentence, but more especially now we're learning. And this is a word which describes the book. Alas, example. Someone said, Baytun Jamilun. Baytun Jamilun. A house, a beautiful house. Huh? A beautiful house. So Jamilun describes that. Yes or no? In English, you usually bring the adjective first and then the thing. A big, blue, bright, expensive car. So all the describing words came first, then the thing came. Arabic opposite, obviously, right? Right. So everything is brought first, then, the item is brought first and then the describing words come after. So for example, you say Baytun Kabirun Jamilun Nazifun. Jayid, beautiful, clean, didada type of house. Right? Excellent. Jayid. Example in the Quran we have Quranun Kareemun. Quranun Kareemun. Noble Quran. As you can see, all my examples I'm giving you so far are indefinite. There's a rule here. Look here. If the item is indefinite, no alif and lam, then your sifa also will not have an alif and lam. Because it's only a quality of that thing. It must follow that thing in all rules. Got that? So if we do not have alif and lam, no alif and lam. If that is so, let's see. So, they must agree in four things. Definite, indefinite story. Number 2, they must agree And if this is singular, the describing word must be singular. Kitabun and Jadidun, both of them are in singular form. Jayid? So, what do you call that? Number. They must agree in number. Third matter they must agree on. If this is masculine, the describing word must be masculine. Kitabun is masculine, Jadidun is masculine. So, they must agree in gender. And the last matter they must agree with regards to is their case, the vowel. So it's kitabun, so it will be jadidun. If it was kitaban, it will be jadidan. If it was kitabin, it will be jadidin. Basically, this sifa, this quality, follows the thing it's describing in all matters. Simple as that. Simple as that in its case. Case meaning is dhamma, or it's fatha, or it's kasra. So let's see. A fancy word. They call this here. They call this, the adjective is called a na'at in Arabic. The adjective, the describing word is called a what? It's called a na'at. And then probably that's why, you know, you got your na'at khan. You got your na'at khan, you got the guy who sings a na'at, etc. What's a na'at? He's singing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's mentioning a nasheed, etc. about the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's talking of usually an adjective, a describing word. He's describing the good qualities of such and such. Yes or no? So originally it was na'at. Then he went to Pakistan. By the time he came, it became na'at. Okay? Originally it was na'at. Then it became na'at. Alhamdulillah. At least now we figured it out. Okay? Because it's crazy talking about the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a na'at. And the thing it's describing is called a man'ut. It's called a what?
Man'ut.
So the describing word is a na'at, and the thing it's describing is a man'ut. Don't worry about that for now, inshallah. So lesson number 9, dealing with adjectives. Jayid. And we said the adjectives in English usually come before the noun. Big, bright, blue car. Whereas in Arabic, it's the opposite. Some examples like baytun, jadidun, kitabun, jadidun. Example, waladun, sagirun, small boy. Waladun, don't look in your notes, look at me. Waladun, sagirun, a small boy. Bintun, what? Bintun, jamilatun. Bintun, sagiratun. Bintun saghiratun, bintun jamilatun. Khalas? Excellent. Jayid. Other examples. Example, mudarrisun jayidun, good teacher. Mudarrisun jayidun. Or mudarrisun jadidun, if it was a female. Mudarrisatun, it must agree in everything. So, mudarrisatun jadidatun. Excellent. And if it is al-mudarrisu, then it will be al-jadidu. If it is al-waladu, it will be as-saghiru. If it is al-waladu, al-jamilu. Al-waladu, al-kabiru. Let's say we're talking about a doctor. At-tabibu al-ghaniyu. The rich doctor. Al-tabibu or at-tabibu al-ghaniyu. If that one, if the thing, the item has an alif and lam, then all the describing words would also have alif and lam. Did you get that? Jayid? Yalla. Let's read. Man hadha rajulu?
Man hadha rajulu.
Man hadha rajulu. What's rajul there in that sentence? Who's the bright spark? Can tell me what's rajul there? We got man. Look here. Who is this man? Man hadha rajulu. Man hadha rajulu. What's rajul there? Badal. Because we didn't really need it. I could have just said man hadha. Man hadha. It's a badal. Huwa abbasun. Simple. Abbasun tajirun. Right? Abbasun tajirun. So, is that one example of the marriage of the adjective?
Yes.
It's the marriage of adjectives, Jayid. And the tajir is describing Abbas. It's a quality of Abbas. Abbasun tajirun. Let's see. Do they agree in both of them being singular?
Yes.
Excellent. Because tajir is singular. It's not tujar, which is plural. It's tajir. Number two, do they agree in the fact that both of them do not have alif and lam?
Yes.
Do they agree in the fact that they both marfu, they both have dhamma, Abbasun, Tajirun? Yes. And do they agree in the fact that
gender.
Both are masculine. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Next one. Abbasun Tajirun Ghaniyun. Read.
Abbasun
Tajirun. MashaAllah, we got a double description here. So let's see. Who is our man'ut? Who is the one we are describing? Who?
Abbas.
Abbas is our what? Our man'ut. Everyone say man'ut. Don't worry about all of that. Alright? And what about him? He's Tajirun. That's a description of him. And Ghaniyun, another description of him. He is a rich businessman. He is a rich businessman. Hamidun Mudarrisun. Do we have a marriage day? Do we have a marriage day? Yes. We have a man'ut, which is Hamid, and Mudarrisun is describing him. He is a teacher. Hamid is a teacher. The word teacher is describing Hamid. Next one. Hamidun Mudarrisun. Hamidun Mudarrisun Jadidun. Double description. Well, what are we saying about Hamid? He is a new teacher. He is a teacher who's also new. He is a new teacher. Jayid. Hamidun Mudarrisun Jadidun. Jayid. Mahada.
Mahada.
Mahada. What is this? Hada tufahun. At-tufahu, the apple, fakihatun ladhidatun. The apple is a fakihatun, which is ladhidatun.
If you look at the rules, it's obviously different here.
Mm-mm. It's not different, Jayid, because they are saying here the apple is a fakihatun. The apple is a fruit. We could have put a full stop after fakihatun. Are you with me? Are you with me? The apple is a fruit. Jayid. And then ladhidatun is describing the type of fruit it is. Jayid. So the apple is a tasty fruit. In English, the apple is a tasty fruit. Jayid. So what we would say is, we would say that At-Tufahu is our Mubtada, is our subject. And Fakihatun, not really a description of it, but rather is more information about it. It's more our Khabar. It's more our information. And it's not describing it. Saying that this is a bottle is not describing it. You're telling me what it is. But telling me that this is a new bottle. So your new fell on the bottle. Jayid, this is a new bottle. Are you with me? Okay, halakum ya mashayikh. Tayyib, are you with me? Jayid, so this is a new bottle. The new fell on the bottle. Jayid, so here, the apple is a fruit. That's a full stop. When we say it is a fruit, we're not really describing it. But we're not giving a description of the apple. We're not saying it's blue. What's a description? Describing what? Blue, yellow, orange, sweet. What's this? Tasty, sour. That's a description found within that thing. But the apple is a fruit. It's more information. It's more a khabar. It's more info about it. Yes or no? Yes. But ladhidatun is a description. Description of the fruit. So, At-Tufahu Fakihatun Ladhidatun. So we will say At-Tufahu is our Mubtada, it is our subject. Fakihatun is our Khabar. And also, Fakihatun is our Man'ut, it's our fruit, it's the thing we are describing. And Ladhidatun is our Na'at. Ladhidatun is our describing word. Jayid. Ma Dhalika, what is that? Dhalika Usfurun, that is a sparrow. Then they say, Al-Usfuru, the sparrow, Ta'irun, is a bird. Well, what type of bird? Give me a description of the bird. Saghirun. It's a small bird. See, small bird. Small bird. We use the word small to describe the type of bird it is. You saw that? So the word saghirun is our na'at, is our describing word. Jayid. And what did it describe? Did it describe sparrow or did it describe bird? The sparrow is a small bird. It described the bird. Jayid. Small type of bird. Small bird. Jayid. So, saghirun is our na'at and ta'irun is our man'ut. Look at the next one. How, mashallah, how simple this indoctrination. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Al-Arabiyyatu, Arabic, lughatun is a language which is sahlatun. What is sahlatun?
Easy.
Jayid? Excellent. Jayid? So, what is our na'at there? Sahlatun, easy. That's describing the type of language it is. Arabic is a is an easy language. Even in English, Arabic is an easy language. Huh? Easy describes the language. Jayid? Excellent. Next page. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun, mashallah. Stacking it on. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. Arabic is a beautiful language. Arabic is a beautiful language. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Ammar is a hard-working student. Jayid? He's not in this class now. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Ammar is a hard-working student. Jayid? So, mujtahidun is our what? Is our na'at. It's our describing. Look at any describing word. Tall, dark, handsome, red, green, yellow, blue, sour. These are all describing words. So, Ammar is a student who is hardworking, so he's a hardworking student. Wa Mahmudun, repeat. Talibun, Kaslanu, Kaslanu. Everyone say Kaslanu. What's Kaslanu?
Lazy.
Jayid. And Kaslanu is one of those words which is a diptong too. So it can't take the, you know, tanween. It's just Kaslanu. You can't say Kaslanun. Jayid. Jayid. There's quite a few of them. Like for example, hungry, jawanu, thirsty, afoshanu, angry, ghadobanu. Jayid. Similar to names, Uthmanu. Jayid. You can't find Uthmanun. No such thing as Uthmanun. Jayid. Excellent. Man anta? Who are you? Ana talibun. Anta talibun jadidun? See, where's our nat? Jadidun. Na'am ana talibun jadidun. Yes, I am a student who's new. I am a new student. Jayid. I seem to be losing one or two at the moment. Jayid, ya mashayikh. Example in Noble Quran, Allah mentions Al-Fawzul Azimu. Al-Fawzul Azimu, the great victory. So, victory, foes. But Al-Azim, so Al-Azim is describing the foes type of victory. What type of victory it is? Great victory. Allah says in the Quran, Yawmul Akhiru, Al-Yawmul Akhiru. The what day? The final day. Final is a description of that day. Allah says in the Quran, Quranun Majidun, Quranun Mubinun. Quranun mubinun, Quranun karimun, Quranun majidun. Jayid, all describing the Quran. Rahmatun wasi'atun. Rahmatun, mercy which is wide. You saw rahmatun and wasi'atun. Both of them do not have alif and lam. Both of them are singular. Both of them are feminine, etc. They follow in all those four things. Jayid, Allah says in the Quran, other example, Al-Quranul Majidu, Al-Quranul Majidu. Other places Allah just says, Quranun Majidun. So, Quranun Majidun, Al-Quranul Majidu, sometimes Quranun Karimun, sometimes Al-Quranul Karimu. They follow. The describing word must follow the thing that it is describing. Yawmun Kabirun. A big day, a major day. Yawmun kabirun, yawmun jamilun. Al-adabu shadidu. The punishment which is severe. Al-adabu ash-shadidu. So shadid is describing the type of adab. What type of adab? Severe adab. Shadid is a na'at. describing the man'ut, which is the adab. We're talking about the adab. Give me description of the adab. Well, it is ash-shadidu. You got that? Another one. Other places Allah just says, adabun, then it will be shadidun. Al-adabu ash-shadidu. Qur'anun karimun. Al-Qur'anu al-karimu. Excellent, masha'Allah. Ajrun azimun. Ajrun azimun. No alif and lam. Ajrun azimun. Jayyid, mumtaz. So look at that tamreen there. Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Tell me, where's the describing word?
Qadimun.
Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Where's our describing word? Qadimun. Qadimun. أَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مُدَرِّسٌ جَدِيدٌ. Is that man, أَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلُ, is that man, مُدَرِّسٌ جَدِيدٌ, a new teacher. Which is our na'at? جَدِيدٌ. جَدِيدٌ. Telling me he's a teacher, you know, doesn't really describe too much, it's more info. But telling me he's a new teacher, that's clear. That's clear, you know, there's a na'at and a man'ut relationship. لَا هُوَ طَبِيبٌ جَدِيدٌ. Which one is our na'at? He's a new doctor. Jadidun is our na'at. Hada darsun sahlun. Where's our na'at? This is an easy lesson. Sahlun, describing the dars. Abbasun tajirun shahirun. Abbas is a businessman who is shahir. Mashhoor. He's famous. So what type of businessman is he? Shahirun. That's our? That's our na'at, walhamdulillah. Jayid, excellent. Next one. Bilalun muhandisun kabirun. Kabirun. Look here. If I just said Bilalun muhandisun, if I just said Bilalun muhandisun, full stop. Is it a full sentence?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Bilal is an engineer, full stop. Engineer here, we won't call it a na'at. We won't call it a description. We'll do what we did earlier. We said that Bilalun is our mubtada, is our subject, and Muhandisun is our khabar, our information, our predicate about him. Khalas? But when we add on Kabirun, oh, now we described him. He's a big engineer. Khalas? That's clearly a na'at, a describing word. Last one. Mashallah, look at this. Al-Inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. What does that mean? English is a difficult language. Jayid, English is a difficult language. Again, Al-Inkliziyatu lughatun sa'batun. Which is our na'at? Sa'batun. Next one. A'anda rajulun ghaniyun. Give me the na'at quickly. I'm not going to ask you now, Mashallah. Just give it. Jayid, A'anda rajulun ghaniyun. لا أنا رجل فقير فقير القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. What's this? Which city? What? القاهرة? Cairo. Cairo is a مدينة, is a city which is big, is a big city. Which is our نعت كبيرة. Why did we say كبيرة? Why did we not say كبير? Because it is describing مدينة, and مدينة is feminine, so our describing word would also be feminine. Jayid, أَأَنْتَ مُدَرِّسٌ قَدِيمٌ. Are you an old teacher? أَأَنْتَ مُدَرِّسٌ قَدِيمٌ. Are you an old teacher? Jayid, are you an old teacher? So, قَدِيمٌ is our describing word. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, next page. Fill in the blanks. Jayid, fill in the blanks. You tell me. I thought you were going to pay 5 rand, Rafi. Jayid. Khadijatu talibatun. Sisters, give us the answer. Khadijatu talibatun. Give us a describing word. Khadijatu talibatun. Khadija is a student. Sahlatun is an easy student. Jadidatun. Only sisters. Jadidatun. Excellent. Khadijatu talibatun. Jadidatun. Next one, sisters. Khalidun tajirun what? Ghaniyun. Next one. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun. Someone said jamilun. No, it has to be jamila tun because it's describing something feminine. Lughatun is feminine language. Lughatun is language. So al-arabiyyatu lughatun what? Jamilatun. Oh, sahlatun. But not sa'batun. You can't say sa'batun. Jaid, you can't say it's difficult. It's easy, isn't it? Al-usfuru. The sparrow. Ta'irun is a bird. What? Saghirun is a small bird. At-tufahu fakihatun. Ladhidhatun. Ana mudarrisun. Qadimun. Ana mudarrisun jadidun. Number 7 below that. Muhammadun tabibun. Muhammadun tabibun mujtahidun. Muhammad is a hardworking doctor. Jaid, next exercise, number 3. Fill in the blanks. Al-Arabiyyatu something sahlatun. So here they give you the na'at. They want you to bring the man'ut, the thing it's describing. So Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Ana something qadimun. Ana talibun qadimun. Ammarun something ghaniyun. Tajirun ghaniyun. Hada something maksurun. Qalamun maksurun. Faisalu something kaslanu. Lazy. Talibun kaslanu. And below that they give you some examples of those which do not change. Those diptotes. Kaslanu, lazy. Jawanu, what? Ana jawanu jiddan. What's jawan? Hungry. What's atoshan? Atoshan, thirsty. Suleiman is very ghadban today. What's ghadban?
Angry.
And Ahmed, mashallah, he ate so much. So now he is mal'an. He is full. Jaid, mal'anu is to be full. And then they give you those sentences. You can read that on your own. Ana jawan. Jaid, a anta jawanu. جيد لا أنا عطشان لماذا المدرس are we joining لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم why is the teacher angry today الكوب ملآن the cup الكوب is the cup it is ملآن it is full والحمد لله جيد next page جيد what's happening I'm sorry We break and we come back? Until 6 o'clock? I mean, I can't go more than 6 because I got my flight at what time? We have to leave here by 6 or something like that. Jayid? So, I mean, we didn't go more than... I think now to ask these people to come back into class, what a burden it is. For them to go and come back and da-da-da. And sisters, especially now, they want to make wudu. And what a burden it is, isn't it? Let's see. Who wants to... I already made Asar, by the way. Right? I'm Musafir. So who's okay with making... I'm okay with doing whatever you want to do. Jayid. Who's okay with making Salah and come back and we go till 6 o'clock? Auzubillah. 3 people, mashallah. 4 people. Jayid. Allah mustan. Khalas. Khalas, Mashaykh. Unfortunately, so we've not finished lesson 9. Let's see what's left there. Let's see what's there. That's why, Mashaykh, this needs to start 9:30 and you need to do Al-Kawthar times, which finish normally 6:30. Finishing 5 o'clock, 6:30, 5:30, too early. Right? As it is, the Lord said he's 52 years old. And he says the youngsters need to start this. So 52 years, we're already late and now we're already breaking early too. Anyway, what's happening in Ba? Ba in reality is just revision and stuff like that of stuff that we've already done. Jayid, not too much new things. When we meet again, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, then we will discuss some of the stuff. If you open up to 53, you have the word alladhi. Can you see the exercise 3 there on 53? It's underlined, alladhi. Alladhi means which? Alladhi means which? Well, with a human being, it means who? The student, the student... the student who left the classroom and the dog which went out. So it's either who or it is which. That's the meaning of alladhi. Look at that sentence. At-talibu, the student. Alladhi, who kharaja min al-fasli, who exited the classroom al-an, now. Min Indonesia. is from Indonesia. Technically, from the word alladhi, so maybe you put a circle there. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. If you circle that whole thing, do it. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. One more time, circle. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. You got that all circled? Huh? Did you get that all circled? Alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. Technically, if we didn't even have that, the sentence is fine. It's like me saying, the brother is from America. That's a full sentence. But if I said this, the brother who was wearing the red shirt is from America. We didn't really need that extra part. You only use that, you know, to make certain, to remove ambiguity, etc. The brother is from America. Or the brother who's wearing the red shirt is from America. Sometimes in English they put a dash and then they put is from America, dash is new or something. That's the whole story here. Jayid. Al-kitabu, Jayid, alladhi al-maktabi, which is on the table, lil-mudarrisi. If we didn't use all of that extra description, we would have just said, al-kitabu lil-mudarrisi. That book belongs to the teacher. But we use that middle part to make it clear, to remove ambiguity, to specify that book. So it means the book which is on the table, lil-mudarrisi, belongs to the teacher. Khalas, you got that? Excellent, walhamdulillah. And below that, the block there, we got baytun jadidun, and they tell you that baytun is called a man'ut, the thing described. You should write that, the thing described, the object described, and then na'at is the description, is the adjective. Na'at is the description, it's saying that it is new. Hayyakumullah, jazakumullah khairan. Hayyakumullah, ya mashaykh. Walhamdulillah. We did a lot. Today we've done up to lesson number 9. We were one lesson short because of you people wasting time, especially this morning. I was ready from 8:30. I was told we're starting at 8:30. Anyway, khair and barakah. Whatever we got, walhamdulillah. The next time we know, we need to start at 8:30 and we need to finish at 7 p.m. for us to 100% finish book one, inshallah. Maybe in 2 months or something like that. We'll do it from now until then. If you're going to retire from your book, then you've retired, walhamdulillah. Jayid. But your job is to now take lesson 1 up to lesson number 9. Sit with your key, go through it. We've done the key concepts. Now you need to familiarize yourself with the examples, with the English, etc., the vocab. You do that, then we'll meet with you and we'll give you the second half. But if you waste your time and etc., etc., then second half we'll meet here, we'll have half the class. And that's probably a reality too. That's probably a reality because not everybody will stick around. Hayyakumullah. Jayid. So ya mashayikh, you make the ijtihad, then you will find us on the other side there to meet you, inshallah. Hayyakumullah. I told you, if you visit deenclass.com, deenclass.com, our website in Durban, and then you'll find a link there, Arabic resources. You'll find everything there. The link to the videos of the brother Asif Meher Ali that you can watch. There's also somebody selling outside here. It's free on YouTube, or you can buy the DVDs outside here for 650. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. Saves you some bandwidth. And then you can sit and you can watch it. So you watch it, you go through lessons 1 to 9. And we'll continue when we meet up. If Allah gives us life again, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. For now, we tell you jazakumullahu khairan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you khair and barakah. Make dua for us, insha'Allah, as we make dua for you, insha'Allah. And from my side, Jayid, the next Al-Kawthar course. If you've never been for an Al-Kawthar course, you should make tawbah, register for the next course, and make sure you do not make this mistake ever again, insha'Allah. Hayyakumullah, jazakumullah khairan. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From my side, doctor might have some announcement or something. Falyatafaddal mashkurin.